Nolte, Newsom's wife wants legislation to stop boys from becoming right-wing. By John Nolte on April 7, 2026. Late last month, Governor Gavin Newsom's, DCA, wife appeared at something called the Common Sense Summit on Kids and Families in San Francisco and bragged about coming legislation that will force tech companies to be a force for good when it comes to stopping boys from becoming Republican curious. Of course, a force for good will be Gavin and Jennifer Siebel Newsom's definition of good, which means that queering and transing kids is a virtue while conservative beliefs become legal. California's obnoxious and authoritarian first partner assured the assembled group that she was only referring to Andrew Tate. But we all know how this works, where it all leads, and that the slippery slope is a very real thing when it comes to Democrats. For example, in 2008, Barack Obama said he opposed same-sex marriage. A mere 12 years later, Democrats were already permanently sterilizing and mutilating kids, hosting drag queen story hours at public libraries, and filling elementary schools with gay porn. Anyone who thinks the gruesome Newsoms will stop at censoring Andrew Tate is either an idiot or a liar. But if you listen closely, she's already admitting this legislation will go way beyond Tate, which would be bad enough. I'm no Andrew Tate fan, but I dislike censorship even more. Here's the clip. She warned. Boys, we all know, are moving away from the more progressive boys, who have spent time online are moving a little bit. I'm trying not to be political here but are moving to the right and are being sort of influenced by the Andrew Tates and some of that sort of alt-right socialization online that we know is very, very dangerous. My husband and I were alarmed when our kids were watching sports online. My son knew about Andrew Tate, thought he was pretty cool. We were one of the most progressive households and our son is confused and asking all these questions. Then comes the government-mandated re-education, which she is already admitting will not really be about Andrew Tate, but about the danger of limiting narratives around what it means to be a girl, what it means to be a boy. We're working on legislation to hold tech companies accountable and help them be a force for good, she admits, so they don't go down this rabbit hole of very dangerous and limiting narratives around what it means to be a girl, what it means to be a boy. We owe it to them and ourselves to kind of heal this gift of modern technology, but curb it to be a force for good. We're trying to institutionalize our values so that they carry on beyond our term. She wants to institutionalize her and her husband's values so that they carry on beyond our term. Our term, she says, because she sees herself as co-governor. Gavin Newsom is a lot of things, all of them terrible. But he is not dumb, so he must understand the damage his narcissistic wife is doing to his 2028 presidential aspirations. For all the mistakes made by the 2024 Kamala Harris presidential campaign, they were at least smart enough to hide running mate Tim Walz's dreadfully unappealing wife. This is the second video in less than a week that reveals Jennifer Lynn Siebel Newsom Ocasio-Rodham as something of a loon and wildly out of touch with mainstream America. Last week, a video surfaced of her bragging about giving her sons dolls and gender-swapping bedtime stories. The real question is, why is she doing this? Why is she inserting herself into her husband's presidential campaign? Why is she putting the spotlight on herself like this? Don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled she's out there exposing who her husband really is. You know, she once was a registered Republican. Hey, maybe she still is? Either way, we certainly appreciate her help.